Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and after they honor Fortuna Eagle Scout Bryce Ontiveros and issue proclamations for the retirement of Sheriff's Deputy Phil Dastel and for Wendy Rowan, the Director of First Five Humboldt, the Board has a lengthy consent calendar to consider and one key agenda item. The Board will approve new fire-safe regulations, including updated road and signing rules for properties within state responsibility areas and any new construction that takes place. The Board is also expected to approve a request from the Public Works Department to enter into a contract with a professional engineering firm to provide engineering and environmental consultation for the Humboldt Bay Trail project. The county has already secured $2 million in state funding and is working with the cities of Eureka and Arcata to construct a walking and biking trail along the waterfront from Eureka to Arcata. The county will be responsible for connecting the two trails, and professional services are needed to conduct analysis on permitting and engineering data. It will take 4/5 of the Board to continue a grant agreement between the County Recorder's Office and the Federal Election Administration Commission for funding for the purchase of voting equipment. The county currently has more than $230,000 in federal grant money that can be used to purchase new or upgrade election equipment. The Board is also expected to approve the distribution of asset forfeiture revenue to participating agencies from the Sheriff's Office Drug Task Force. The Sheriff's Office hasn't made a distribution for 3 years, but will distribute more than $379,000 to Arcata, Eureka, the District Attorney's Office, and the Sheriff's Office. The Board is also expected to approve a very important annual request that county equipment be authorized to be used in the annual Kika Thunder Country Truckers Parade. The loudest, brightest, and best truckers parade will once again wind its way through Eureka on December 12th. The Sheriff's Office is investigating two cases of armed robbery that took place outside of Willow Creek on Saturday night and Sunday morning. The first incident was reported by a man who said he was asleep inside his pickup truck near Horse Mountain on Saturday night when he was attacked by unknown assailants described as two adult males. They struck him in the head with a handgun and then robbed him. The thieves walked away with some $2,000 in cash and then stole the man's maroon Toyota pickup truck, a vehicle with Texas license plates. On Sunday morning, deputies responded to a residence on Friday Ridge Road, and the victims reported that two men entered the residence while a third man and a woman remained outside. The suspects then stole a large quantity of marijuana that was grown with a 215 card, three firearms, along with the victim's vehicle. The stolen vehicle was later recovered, and it's unclear if the two incidents are related, but the search for the suspects goes on. In election news, Patrick Higgins has extended his lead over Susan Rotwein in the 5th Division of the Humboldt Bay Harbor District race in an updated elections tally issued by the County Elections Office. Higgins now has an 81-vote lead over Rotwein, extending his 12-point lead issued in the first official report. The election results will be certified on November 24th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire responds to thousands of calls each year, and as we head into the cold winter months, the danger of fire is increased due to the use of heating units, wood stoves, and fireplaces. One thing the fire department doesn't need is more work, and Chief Ken Woods, who retires at the end of January of next year, said his department is currently investigating two cases of suspected arson.
Well, we've had several fires the last 10 days or so. We had a couple of arson fires, one on H Street, one in the R Street, and then we had a residential structure fire out on Muncie. We think they are unrelated. One was in a garage, one was in a two-story Victorian.
Humboldt Bay Fire responded to more than 3,400 medical calls in 2014, and that means the extra burden of investigating arson takes time and resources better spent elsewhere.
Those are always concerning, and the process to investigate and try to determine the cause is just something that takes a while, and it's frustrating, but, you know, we go through our process and we work with law enforcement to try to identify, you know, what the cause was, who was around in the neighborhood, what people saw, where the fire was started, what was used to start the fire, all those types of things.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Chief Woods by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.